What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station today on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
9:03 in the a.m. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Ed Norris in Baltimore, Rob Long, I am in Houston. And it's officially Friday once we hear from Antonio. There were rumors that the odds of Dillon Beavers being getting the call up with Roz starting today. This would be the day. This is August 15th. Maybe now's the time. I think there's a possibility, Ed, you could see Dillon Beavers as soon as Boston.
Yeah, they're saying you're going to see a call up very soon, and it's not Bisaccia. So, yeah, I think Beavers is the one.
What it I think it's time.
Like. Yeah.
I think it's time. We've been talking about this young man for quite some time. It's time now. You get him up here, see what he can do to help the ball club out.
Mm-hmm.
I don't see what the problem is.
I don't either. Especially now. What are you waiting for? That doesn't affect service time. Let's see what we got going. What do we have? You know, he's 24 years old, too. So it's like, no, he's a 20-year-old kid.
Doesn't affect his rookie of the year status. None of that.
Right.
I think you'll see him. Mm-hmm. Baltimore, where would he play? Who would he play instead of? Maybe Dylan Carlson?
I guess. I don't know.
I mean, if you look at the lineup for what the Orioles are or what they were the other night, there's a lot of possibilities. He's a corner outfielder.
Right. He's a left fielder, right?
Right. Yeah. Played some right, too, I think. But for the most part, as long as he plays on the corner, he's fine. You look at what the Orioles did yesterday, look at the lineup. I think he probably plays instead of – I did see Colton Cowles. I don't think Colton Cowles is coming back right away, but I did see him on this trip. Jackson or Carlson. Maybe people put Dylan Carlson. They don't seem like they don't want to play him in center field, but I would put him out in center field. But the kid has to play. You don't bring him up to sit him. You bring him up to play him.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. You don't bring these guys up to sit on the bench. You want to see what they can do. It's the only reason to bring them up because they can get more playing time back in the minors. Absolutely.
410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. If you put Dillon Beavers in there along with Jackson Holliday, Jordan Westberg, Gunnar Henderson, Ryan Mountcastle, you got Colby Mayo playing every day. If you can get Colton Cowser back, start getting some of these guys back. I think I saw Tyler O'Neill as well.
Mm-hmm.
You know, some of these guys start to come back. Then you can at least play. I think I heard Bob Haney put this on their tees. You can start looking at playing Spoiler down the road.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, if that's the best, if that's a consolation you seek, yes.
A consolation is just playing competitive baseball by nature with the teams you're going to face. You're going to face Houston twice in the playoff race. You're going to face the Yankees, playoff race. You're going to face Boston, playoff race. So if you are playing competitive baseball, then you're going to become the Spoiler.
Yeah. Well, you would be the Spoiler. Yeah. So, I mean, it kind of is something to look forward to. I mean, a lot of teams do look forward to being the Spoiler, so it is kind of that issue, but fine. Put the best team. I just even want to put the best team on the field you can, you know, given the circumstances.
Yeah, I definitely do, because you want some momentum going into the offseason. I think we saw that in 2022. I'll give you a year that you saw some momentum down the stretch. 2011, you saw some momentum. You beat Boston, knocked them out of the postseason. You went into the offseason. You felt good about yourselves. You came back in 2012, and for the next 5 years, you were a competitive baseball team.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Going to the postseason 3 of those 5 years.
Yeah.
And all because I think part of that reason was they played like they cared going down the stretch. You gotta play like you care. You gotta look like you care going out. You can't just limp into the to the off season and then expect guys to go into the off season with the right mindset to getting ready for the next year. I want these young kids to have some hope. I want these young kids to say, you know what? I had some good at bats. I got some hits. We beat some playoff teams.
Yeah.
I drove in some runs against some really good teams. I can do this. if you come, you bring these guys up, you're playing against playoff teams, you're getting your brains beat in all the time. They only go into the offseason doubting themselves. Well, we played against the best, and I sucked against them.
Yeah.
You don't want that.
No, you don't want that for sure. At all. Nope. I would like to see him, though, because it's funny. At one point, the outfield looked like it was very crowded. Don't look that way anymore. Mm-mm. So I'd really like to see what he can do. I'm hearing so much about him now, as we all are. I'd just like to see what he can do. He's 24 years old. People are talking about him. We're supposed to see him soon. So let's see him soon. Let's see Bisaccia right after him. That's what I want to see.
It's a thin line between coming up young and getting old.
Yeah.
You come up 20, 21, you came up young. You come up at 24, 25, you're getting old. You're getting old. You should have been up here by now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, 22, 23, prime years. And you start waiting until after that, then all of a sudden now that clock is stuck. Maybe your eligibility clock is not ticking, but your baseball biological clock is starting to tick. And I just don't want Beavers to be a guy that puts, you know, develops so much on the minor league side and then never gets his opportunity to do it when he has some momentum to do it up on this level.
Yeah.
So I can't wait until this kid comes up.
Yeah, me either.
And hopefully it'll be no later than the Boston series.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station today on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.